never felt like you guys got comfortable on offense. Can you kind of talk about some of the problems?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a good plan, a good pressure plan. They made more plays than we did, and you know, it was evident right away. They had more urgency than we did, and that's something we'll correct. Not everything was bad in this game. I don't want us to come away from this saying, you know, we're the worst, and lot to learn from. I'm glad this happened early in the season, so we can correct things.
Just your perspective, what happened on the play with Curtis, the fake play, and were you all right injury-wise after that, obviously?
Yeah, you know, coach called a shot, and, you know, the guy made a good play. And that's as simple as it is. He dove inside, I tried to stay out, and I was just trying to get rid of the ball, and guy made a good play, and that's what it comes down to.
Did you have any impact on your, I think it looked like you were looking at your shoulder afterwards. Was there any impact on that?
No, it was more just my low back hitting the ground than anything, so we're good.
What kind of challenges did they present, some edge blitzes and for your line and also communication-wise?
Yeah, make no mistake, that's a good team that we just played. You know, and when they're playing that well, especially on the offense side of the ball, you know, we as an offense have to figure it out and we have to find a way to match scores. And again, we just didn't do a good enough job tonight. You know, it starts with me, and takes everybody in this building to keep winning and continue winning games. And, you know, like I said, a lot to learn from, and we'll watch this tape, learn from it, flesh it, and look to the next.
Josh, how much of a kick in the gut was it, the Derrick Henry play in their first play? That put you in a hole immediately. Just how much of a gut punch was that to get that early?
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, we're going to hit adversity throughout games, throughout the season. You know, we got to find a way to answer, and we just didn't do that tonight.
What did you learn about the team tonight, your team?
Again, I think the no blink mentality, down 21-3 at halftime, get the ball, score a touchdown. You know, had an opportunity to make it 21-17, and we turned the ball over. So, again, we were down and out early on, and we kind of stopped the bleeding. And, again, we could have done more to really put a Band-Aid over it, and we just let it slip away. So, you know, those plays are really big in the grand scheme of things, and they altered the game. But make no mistake about it, they came out, like I said, with urgency, and, you know, they whipped our butt.
Game plan, was there anything that surprised you about it, or was it just execution on their end?
I think, you know, it was execution on them. They had a good game. Those guys get on the other side, get paid too, so they made, like I said, more plays than us, and we'll learn from it, and we'll be better from this one.
The 52-yard play to Shakir, just what happened on that, being able to extend the play and everything?
Yeah, again, they brought a little bit of pressure. We had a max protect on, and they dropped a few guys into zone underneath where I wanted to go, and just tried to extend and make a play, and Cleo did a good job of scramble drill there.
With so many new guys on this team, you know, there's not a lot of the same guys as years past. How do you ensure that there's not an avalanche and that you guys don't ride the roller coaster after a tough game?
Because again, I think the guys that make up this locker room understand who we are, what we are. Bless you. And we're not going to let this, again, avalanche. The guys that we have in this building are smart. The guys that have played a lot of football in their careers, so they understand the ebbs and flows of an NFL season. And, you know, this is going to happen time to time. You know, sometimes you walk into a building and they were a buzzsaw tonight. They kicked our butt. You know, that's what it comes down to.
Josh, Keon had one in the first half that he probably want back, but he did make a couple of nice contested catches in the second half. Did you say anything to him after that one in the first half, and how good was it to see him make a couple plays there in the second?
Yeah, it was really, really good to see him make some plays, especially after that first one. You know, you don't really, especially now in this league, you don't need to say anything to guys, right? Like, if you do, I think you got some problems. Everybody's trying to do their best. Everybody wants to win, and sometimes, again, plays are going to happen like that, and we're not going to hang our hat on it. We're not going to make us not go to him anymore. You know, it's not the last time it's going to happen either. I mean, we're going to have to find ways to put plays like that aside and keep moving forward, and we just didn't do that tonight.
What did you see from their rush play that they were either able to keep you in the pocket or sometimes were able to get out and kind of realize the ball pretty quickly?
I mean, I think, again, the communication that we have with me and the O-line could have been better tonight. That's something, again, we'll look at and we'll clean up. But they did, again, they had a solid plan. They kind of understood what we were trying to do, and we got to make adjustments in game.
Dalton Kincaid has yet to surpass 50 yards in a game this season. You think you need to get him going a little bit more to help this offense?
You know, it's not just one certain player we're trying to get going. We'd love to, I'd love to get everybody over 50, over 100 yards every game. You know, and we just got to understand what defenses are trying to do, who they're trying to take away, and you know, make the right reads and throw it to the right guys. Hey, guys.